What's up?
Testing.
Good people in New York City. I know everyone walking by knew something was funny who was alive on September 11, 2001, when the towers came down on this city on 9-1-1 of all days. What are the odds? A national emergency on 9-11. I was 18 years old then, and it never sat right with me.
What's up, Gene? How you doing?
Here's what I want you to think about, you guys. The majority of the world writes the date September 11th, 11/9, like the number 119. If you read the Bible, Genesis 11 is the story we're going to talk about here in a moment, the Tower of Babel. But with regards to 11, of course, the World Trade Centers once looked like a massive 11 in the New York City skyline in the 11th state. Of course, they said the first flight to hit the tower that day was flight AA-11. What a lot of people didn't realize that day is that the 11th director of the CIA, George Herbert Walker Bush, he had given a speech 11 years to the day earlier, September 11th, 1990. And he said there will be a new world order and it will be a world freer of terror. Think of the odds of that 11 years to the day of 9/11 while his son was sitting in the Oval Office. Or actually, where was he? He was down in Florida with his brother. And we all know what happened in the election 2000. The Supreme Court stopped the democratic process and declared Trump the winner by stopping the recount in Florida. What we want to talk about today is a simple code used by the secret societies that occupy Washington, D.C. If you do not know, D.C. is known as the Masonic City. The Masonic City, George Washington, who it's named after, the Freemason. Again, on the outside of the House of the Temple in D.C., it's written, all is number. All is number.
Yes, it is.
On the outside of that temple, there are 33 columns that are each 33 feet tall. What happened 33 years before September 11, 2001? If you did not know this, please look up this because it's all facts. 33 years before 9/11, in 1968, 911 was made the national emergency dialing code. World Trade Center construction began in New York. George W. Bush graduated from the powerful secret society, Yale Skull and Bones, the same one his father went to. That was the same year that Boeing debuted their jumbo jetliners in Seattle. That was the same year that Muhammad Atta was born, one of 19 hijackers, they said, born on the first day of the ninth month, 1-9. If you look into 1968, you'll find that that was the year the Quran code was discovered. The Quran code says the number 19 is what ties the Quran together. Every number in the book is divisible by 19, including the 114 surahs that make it up. 19. Of course, we had COVID-19 19 years later, but that's another story we'll get to. Now, here's what brings this all together. Again, 33 years before 9/11, all these things happened in 68. The Masons, the Jesuits, they observe an ancient code that goes back to Babylon that is about numbers. There's a belief in Kabbalah. If you look up the Book of Formation, the Kabbalistic text, if you look up the Zohar, it is written that God created the world with numbers, letters, and words. It's much like Genesis 1, where God speaks the world into existence over numbered days. Again, Genesis 11:9 is where the story of the Tower of Babel ends, the tower that divides the world. And of course, that book represents the Abrahamic religions, which are Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. And think about what happened right after 9/11. You had the leader of Israel, Ehud Barak, get on our TV and tell us to declare a war against Muslim nations. And then you had George W. Bush, the Skull and Bones member, get on and talk about a crusade, which should remind us of the Knights Templar. And if you are not familiar with the powerful secret society at Yale Skull and Bones, they are modeled after the Knights Templar. They get their symbolism from how the Templars bury their dead in an ossuary. This stuff is not an accident. Now this secret code, which has been on Jeopardy recently, they're even starting to put this on TV. Comedy Central just made fun of it on August 11th. Jimmy Kimmel just made fun of it in July. And it's because people are starting to catch on. But there's a simple code of letters and numbers. It's based on the alphabetic order, which you learned in kindergarten. In this code, which is known as Gematria, which comes from Kabbalah, the word masonry equals 33. The word secrecy equals 33. The word order equals 33. The word federal equals 33. New York equals 33. 33 years after 1968, the towers come down. Here's another thing that equals 33. False flag. False flag. Here's another thing that equals 33. Pirate. If you do not know who Yale Skull and Bones are, look up their symbol, the skull with the crossbones, which you associate with pirates. If you don't know the history of the Knights Templar, they're where the Friday the 13th superstition came from. They were burned at the stake for worshiping Satan. They then fled France and became pirates. They became pirates. One more time, you guys. 1968, the plan went into motion. 33 years later, the towers come down in Gematria. False flag, pirate, secrecy, order, masonry, federal, New York, they're all 33. All of them. Every last one. Look into the Fraternal Order of Police. Police equals 33. For the last 20 years, every time I go to speak out about stuff like this, shout out to the NYPD because they're not doing it, but the police are always here to shut me down. It's the police that want to silence me for speaking the truth. And in reality, I'm speaking it for all of us. I knew when I was 18, if we didn't get justice for the lies of 9/11, things would be real ugly. And for 10 years before 2020, I said, if we don't wake up, there's gonna be something real bad 19 years after 9/11. I want you to think about this. Every 19 years, you guys, it's important. The moon is on a 19-year cycle. That's why the Hebrew calendar, the holidays, fall on the same day every 19 years. In Gematria, chaos equals 19. The Masonic motto is order out of chaos. But here's 19 years. Think about this. 2020, we had the war on germs. That was really a war on us, our businesses, our rights and liberties, our bodily sovereignty. 19 years earlier, of course, was the war on terror. That was also a war on us. We lost our rights and liberties. A surveillance state was put in place. The Constitution was referred to by Bush as nothing but a piece of paper, and he wasn't joking. You know what happened 19 years before 9/11? It was 1982. That was the year the war on drugs was declared, and that was also a war on your personal freedom. If you can't choose what you do with your own body, you're not free.
That's a fact. Yeah. That's a fact. Yeah.
1963, JFK got his head blown off. That was 19 years before 82. That was the war on courage. My parents were children back then. What they learned, like a lot of Americans, is if you speak out, you might get your head blown off. So you might as well just tuck your head like a turtle and walk along with the pack and go along with the lies of big authority. And I see a lot of people doing that today as they just walk by as some of the most important truths are dropped on their head. We call those truth bombs. And they're a lot more important than the bombs that went off on 9/11 that were blamed on a boogeyman in a cave.
Talk your shit, Zach.
1944 was 19 years before that. How many troops did we send off for the lies of World War II to be slaughtered? A lot in 44. And the list goes on, you guys. That means 2039 is going to be 19 years after the war on germs. And I hope by then enough people have woken up that we've shut down their sinister pattern.
Yes, sir.
Here's another thing I want to tell you about. I want to explain to you why there's one World Trade Center now. As you know, there used to be two World Trade Centers. There used to be two. Then there became zero. Then there became one.
201.
Why does that matter? That number should be ringing in everybody's head right now, 201. The reason it's not is because your media doesn't tell you anything but lies and fear to control you. How many of you know about Event 201, the coronavirus pandemic simulation, 1 month before the outbreak in Wuhan, China, put on the same day the military world games began in Wuhan, China. If you look into the history of the military world games, they are credited to the Jesuit order. If you look into event 201, it was led by Klaus Schwab, who was a Jesuit priest. It was also led by the Johns Hopkins University, which was founded by Daniel Coit Gilman, a Skull and Bones member. And as I said a moment ago, Skull and Bones is modeled after the Knights Templar. Of course, the Templars are the old military order of the Catholic Church. The new military order of the Catholic Church is the Jesuits. And that's why the Templar cross is in their logo. Now understand, we are living in the time of the first Jesuit Pope, Pope Francis. He is the first to live in Suite 201 at the Vatican. This is not arbitrary that he lives in Suite 201. Again, learn gematria, the simple practice of coding numbers into words. A is 1, B is 2, C is 3, D is 4, up to Z, the 26 letters, 26. If you write out the birth name of Pope Francis, Jorge Mario Bergoglio, it equals 201. If you write out the founder of the Jesuits, Ignatius of Loyola, his name equals 201. If you write out the Jesuit order, it equals 201. If you write out the Holy Bible, it equals 201. If you write out State of Israel, it equals 201. Remind me, who told us on 9/11 to attack Afghanistan and Iraq?
Benjamin Netanyahu?
Yes, it was Ehud Barak, the leader of Israel. 201 is an extremely important number to the Jesuits. It didn't stop with 9/11. It's going on almost every day. Almost every last ritual that's pulled off in our news that's meant to dupe us out of our rights and liberties through fear has this number encoded on it. New York, you recently suffered the New York subway shooting on April 12th. April 12th. Did any of you guys get the joke of the Underground Railroad shooting on the anniversary of the start of the American Civil War? April 12th is the 102nd day of the year. The word slavery equals 102. Of course, the cameras were out and they couldn't find the shooter, but then they blamed it on a darker complected man to remind you about that history. The 102nd day of the year. Then not long after, you had another mass shooting in New York at the Buffalo Tops, where the Underground Railroad went through. Again, you had a, for those of you guys who are part of the United States of Amnesia, just to remind you, April 12th, again, the anniversary of the start of the American Civil War, they had a subway shooting. Think about the symbolism. Think about the phrase, those who don't know history are doomed to repeat it. But anyhow, Harriet Tubman, her name in gematria equals 201. Some people wonder if she's even a real part of history. His story. Who is his story? If you're listening, you should be figuring it out. It's the Catholic Church. The same people that founded this country were trying to flee the tyranny of the Catholic Church that ruled over Europe. But again, you guys, understand what the phase of the agenda is right now. They're trying to divide us. They're trying to tear us apart. They're trying to create a new American Civil War. That's why they had George Floyd killed in a massive 201 ritual on Memorial Day, which came out of the Civil War. This year on Memorial Day, what was the mass shooting? It was in Charleston, where the Civil War began. When the top shooting happened in Buffalo, again, where the Underground Railroad went through, that was on Hillary Clinton's 201st day of her age. Why does that matter that it was Hillary's 201st day of her age? It's because she cut the ribbon on the Buffalo Tops, which was a huge political story. She's Jesuit educated at Georgetown like Bill Clinton. After Tops, the next mass shooting was in Uvalde. The big celebrity was Matthew McConaughey. Guess how many days after Matthew McConaughey's birthday the mass shooting was? It was 201 days. Then, on the anniversary of the Tulsa race riots, you had another mass shooting. That was 201 days after Arturo Sosa's birthday. And if you don't know the name Arturo Sosa, that's the Black Pope. That's the leader of the Jesuit order. And many historians have written for centuries that the Black Pope is the most powerful man in the world. After the Tulsa race riot shooting, then we had the Columbia machine shooting, like the District of Columbia, 201 days after Biden's birthday. And knowing the first Gun control legislation came in this nation's history. It was 1968, that infamous year, 201 days after the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. And for those of you guys who don't know the sick joke of the killing of MLK on the 95th day in 1968, you must know that Martin Luther was not his birth name. It was Michael. He assumed the name Martin Luther after the Protestant Reformation leader who wrote the 95 Theses to shut down the tyranny of the Catholic Church. So go figure that Martin Luther King Jr. ends up getting assassinated on the 95th day in 1968, April 4th, 5 years to the day of the opening of the World Trade Center. Have you guys ever thought about how MLK was killed on 4-4? Before I make that point, please look into the speech MLK gave a year to the day of his murder. If you guys do not know, MLK was blacklisted from the media, denounced by Lyndon Johnson, his own friends, many politicians, talking heads. They said Martin Luther King Jr. had become a traitor to America because of what he said April 4th, 1967. He spoke the truth and he was censored, just like everybody today who speaks the truth is being censored. MLK said on April 4th, 1967, "It's a time to break silence." He said, "The evil of this nation is the military agenda and the empire and the fact that we send our young people off to murder innocents all over the world and then they bring that hatred back to this country. And then they bring that hatred into their own families. And the next thing you know, you got broken families. You got drug addicts. You got homeless people.
Sacrifices.
You got sacrifices. You got unnecessary death and killing. A year to the day of his speech, Beyond Vietnam, A Time to Break Silence, this man is murdered. And he said, "Those who remain silent against evil are part of that evil." And that's my biggest problem. That's actually what I've been thinking since even before I heard his speech. Just the way we march along to obvious lies from 9/11 to pretty much everything else they shove us. Why are we so indifferent to evil? The home of the brave, like we learned in our 13 years of slave school, pledging the 13 stripes based on the 13 colonies. Are we really free? Are we really brave? I want to thank the people hosting this event for allowing us to speak. They asked me to wind it up. But the one thing I want to say to the speakers of this event is they better sharpen their knowledge and stop regurgitating 20-year-old information that isn't changing anything, and they better stop counting on the courts to come save us. I was just telling you about 201 and the Jesuits. Look up the father of the Constitution, James Madison.
Sorry, Mama Hubbard.
201. The first Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, Chief Justice John Jay. His name equals 201. Did you disconnect? Please don't disconnect. Okay. And here, I got to give you this before I get off. I will in 1 second, but since Roe vs. Wade's so current, I don't like your attitude, by the way. I don't feel like you're about the truth. But I'm going to finish one thing. Roe vs. Wade.
I didn't see it, sure.
Roe vs. Wade. I want you to understand what they just did. I want you to think about it. The name of the case was Jackson Dobbs. And after they overturned it, you saw what the news media said. They said this is going to impact black women the most. What happened a few days later? We just happened to get the first black female Supreme Court justice, and her name was Jackson. Now, guess what? When Stephen Breyer announced his retirement earlier this year, it was 201 days before his birthday.
They're and just getting they the materials Katanji out of the rain, Jackson guys. It's starting February to rain 25th, pretty good now.
201 days before her birthday. The name of the case that just overturned Roe vs. Wade has a gematria of 201. So does the full name of Mr. Dobbs in the Dobbs-Jackson case. This man says, "Find a way to wind it up." Let me wind it up this way. 1 week before Roe vs. Wade was overturned, our federal government approved the vaccination for 6 months olds. 6 month olds. Again, event 201 was the simulation to bring about this pandemic where they simulated rushing out vaccines. And by the way, watch the Cladex and event 201 coronavirus simulations. In both, they rush them out to do more damage than good. Cladex was also 666 days before the pandemic was declared, like the mark, which you must have if you want to buy or sell. And everybody should get that in light of what's going on in these times. But again, the vaccine, the face to that right now is Bill Gates. William Henry Gates, his name in gematria is 201, also a main co-sponsor of event 201. He is into eugenics. Listen to his 2010 TED Talk, 2010, where he talks about why we need to reduce population. I want you to think about the new jabs they have out there. They've told us that it involves fetal material from abortions to develop the vaccines. What's Bill Gates' father's legacy? Planned Parenthood, big on eugenics as well. It's a long trail of 201, you guys, from the beginning of this country up to the present. And that's why it's a joke to think that we're ever going to get justice from our courts and our system that was made to always control and rule over us. I got to close with one more thing based on what the man before me was speaking. In 1968, one more time, World Trade Center construction began. 911 was made the national emergency dialing code. George W. Bush graduated from Yale and Skull and Bones, and a lot more things connected to that day. But also in 1968, that was the year fentanyl was approved by the FDA. It was also the year coronavirus was coined, and it was the year of the first HIV case. But coming back to fentanyl, that's a product that comes from poppies and opium. And what did we do after 9/11? We went into Afghanistan, the biggest producing country in the world of poppies, and we murdered the Taliban. And what didn't the Taliban want in their country? They didn't want poppies because they know opium was destroying their own people. We've gone into that country and we've restored the opium production and it's booming. And now across this world, you have people addicted to heroin like never before, fentanyl. You have suicides left and right. People dying from overdoses left and right. R.I.P. to Prince, who said, "I would die for you," and spelled it with the number 4 and the letter U. Well, U is the 21st letter, and he died on 4/21.
Look it
on
up.
On the Queen's birthday. And R.I.P. to the Queen, who just died 201 days after being diagnosed with COVID.
And that is your lesson in how counterintelligence works.
And by the way, counterintelligence, the CIA, it was established on the 201st day of the Pope's age.
Got him.
The numbers don't lie.
Coincidence.
Look it up.
Come talk to me because I got free t-shirts that say coincidence theorist on the front and I'm a fucking idiot on the back.
Oh.
Talk that shit.
Talk that shit, Zach.
Talk that shit.
Yeah.
Look it up. This ain't belief.
Thanks a lot. Okay, thanks.
There you go, Zach.
All right, thank you.
Oh!
Get him, Zach.